Chapter 15. Oh, don't give me that look, King Ralston. Abaddon frowned from atop the Lovecraftian horror Ectura. You need to understand, this is nothing personal. In all honesty, I was kind of rooting for you to win this one. Then turn back now, I warned. I don't know what it is my father's up to, but you don't want any part of it. Oh, quite the contrary. The king of the seventh circle chuckled. Oh, Lucifer's plan is... it's incredible, Jacob. It's a shame it doesn't involve you. Well, other than the whole killing you and putting your head in a jar next to all of his other failed Nephilim's part.
What is the end goal here, Abaddon? Raphael demanded.
Oh... Raphael, is that you? The Demon King gasped in an overly dramatic fashion. Oh, I haven't seen you in centuries.
And I wish it would have stayed that way, the Archangel grumbled. State your business, demon.
My business?
Abaddon laughed.
Oh, you know what my business has always been, and always will be, Raphael. Pure, unadulterated chaos.
So what? I spat. You're summoning a creature of the depths and sicking it on people just for shits and giggles?
Oh, there's more to it than that, the Demon King admitted. But telling you about it would spoil the surprise. And I'm not about to do that. Oh, no. Not with what Lucifer has in store for all of you.
Enough! Raphael growled as he pulled his famis from around his back. You're going to return to the depths from whence you came, and you're going to do it right now.
Abaddon's mischievous face contorted into a scowl, and he turned to face the Archangel. I'd forgotten how much of a fucking tool you are, he growled. But if you insist, I suppose I should listen. I wouldn't want to piss off the Archangel who healed Abraham's circumcision and stirs up the water of fucking Bethesda.
Huh. Joke's on you, demon.
Raph chuckled and raised the sight of his gun to his eye.
I'm very, very proud of both of those things. I believe you are also forgetting the part where I beat the snot out of Azazel and chained him to a mountain for eternity. Now, I'm not going to ask again.
All right. You win, Abaddon said through a devilish grin. I'll go back to hell. But Ectura here's gonna stay. She's kinda got an apocalypse to start and all that. Give my love to the people of Tampa, will ya?
Before any of us could make another move, Abaddon lifted up his fingers, summoned green hellfire into his hand, and snapped. The second he did so, he vanished into thin air. Now it was just us and Ectura. Without her rider, the humanoid squid-brained shark's eyes shot back and forth in all directions.
"Easy there, girl,"
Todd whispered as he slowly floated closer to the beast.
"What are you doing?"
Libidine hissed, but Todd waved away her concern.
"Don't worry, Lib," he retorted. "The Toddster's got gentle touch when it comes to the ladies of any species. You just gotta make her feel special, and that's when you rein her in as your own."
No wonder he hasn't had a serious girlfriend in years, I whispered to myself as I watched the imp inch closer and closer to Ectura. Finally, Todd's small, clawed hand landed softly on the monster's forehead, just between its eyes.
That's right, he whispered. Uncle Toddster's here for you now. There's no need to...
Oh! Suddenly, the creature let out a wail, opened its mouth, and snatched up Todd in its jaws.
Todd!
Cupie cried out, and then she summoned blue flames into her hand. The succubus shot the freezing spell directly into one of Ectura's eyeballs, and the Lovecraftian terror shrieked. As it opened its mouth to yelp, Todd's tiny figure went flying out of its gullet. The imp caught himself with his black hellfire, but his eyes were wide as saucers, and his body was covered in slimy white saliva.
"Bro, are you all right?"
I questioned. Todd looked at me through a thousand-yard stare.
"Huh, I just about died, Jakey,"
he shuddered.
I totally could have bit the big one there."
"But you didn't," I reminded him. "The Toddster lives to fight another day."
"We can talk about your existential crisis later,"
Eclipse spoke up.
"Right now, we have a monster to kill."
Ectura's cry of pain was reverberating across the ocean and creating giant, thunderous waves. My friends began to unleash their spells onto the yellow-skinned creature, but all that seemed to do was piss it off even more. Ectura roared as it flapped its fins in opposite directions and created a massive gust of wind. All of us were knocked back like rag dolls by the sudden blast of air, and that distraction gave the creature all the time it needed. It lowered itself back down into the depths of the ocean as we tried to reorient ourselves and fire on it from above. However, within seconds, it was little more than a massive shadow underneath the water. A massive shadow that took off toward the bay with the speed of a fucking rocket. "Ah, fucking hell!" I growled as I watched the shadow swimming out of sight. "After it!" My friends took off to follow the beast, but I wanted to try a different approach. I closed my eyes, summoned purple hellfire into my hands, and then thought about all the people I needed to protect. If I couldn't stop this creature, it was going to hit Tampa. Not to mention it would bring about the apocalypse. And that, as Todd or Chort would put it, was no bueno. My body glowed with the purple hellfire when I opened my eyes, and then I tracked the shadow underneath the surface. Finally, I threw out a massive wall of purple hellfire directly in front of its trajectory. I found out very quickly this was a mistake. Ectura slammed into my barrier, and I felt the impact all the way back where I was hovering, hundreds of yards away. My body was jerked forward through the air as I tried to retain control, but it was useless. The monster slammed into the barrier once more, and this time I let out a yell of frustration and agony as it felt like every tendon in my arms were being stretched off my body. Ectura attacked my shield a third time, and the pain became unbearable. I let out another growl of pain as darkness began to tunnel around my vision, and then I felt myself growing faint. This thing was way too strong to contain. If I didn't release my spell right now, I was going to pass out. And if I passed out over the ocean wearing heavy Calignian armor, I was going to drown. So I decasted my spell as I tried to regain control of my focus. And then I saw the shadow continue on its course, with my friends hot on its tail. After a moment, I shook off my exhaustion, righted myself in the sky, and followed them. I caught up to the group in no time, and they were already formulating plans to stop this creature when I joined them.
"And then we freeze the whole fucking ocean," Todd suggested.
"That's not going to work,"
Cupie sighed as she blasted a shot of ice-cold hellfire down at her target.
"It's too big, and its natural waves will keep it from ever truly freezing over. Let me try something,"
Eclipse suggested. The tattooed succubus halted in midair, summoned black hellfire into her hands, and then launched a floating ball of black hole plasma down at Ectura. The spell struck the water, turned into an interdimensional vortex, and began to suck the ocean into its nebula. However, Ectura kept swimming as if nothing had happened.
"Let me try," Raphael offered. "Hold him for a moment."
Raphael tossed Oliver into the air, where he was promptly caught by Eclipse. The Archangel then reached behind his body, and there was a flash of bright white light. When Raph pulled his hands back to his front, he was holding a fucking rocket launcher.
"Bro," Todd groaned. "You've been holding out on us with a rocket launcher the whole time?"
"It's only supposed to be used in cases of emergency,"
Raph explained as he lifted the scope up to his eye and shouldered the weapon.
"I think both you, I, and the Exalted One would all consider this an emergency.
Raphael led his target, squeezed the trigger, and then his body was pushed backward as a massive rocket shot out of the long metal tube. The projectile disappeared underneath the water, and all was silent for a moment. Then there was a blinding white light accompanied by an explosion, and a geyser of water spouted out of the sea. Still, Ectura kept going.
"How is that possible?" Raphael moped. That was supposed to have the firepower of a small nuclear bomb!
Oh, maybe Squidward there is a fucking roach, too, Todd suggested. Those things can survive a nuclear apocalypse, you know.
Let's try something else,
Cupie growled.
Deja, do you think you can hook him? I'll try.
The tan succubus offered as she spun her chain and spear around like a grappling hook. Deja surrounded her weapon with black hellfire, took aim, and launched it at Ectura. The tan woman's eyes narrowed as she tried to focus on her target, and then she smiled intensely.
I've got her,
she exclaimed.
Right in the dorsal fin.
Great, I nodded. Now, see if you can do some damage to the rest of her body. Deja squinted as she mentally ordered her weapon to attack the beast, but her look of determination quickly drooped into a frown.
It's not able to pierce the flesh,
she gasped. I thought you just said you had her fin, I questioned.
Oh, dorsal fins are made of cartilage, bro,
Todd said with a facepalm.
Seriously, it's like you never even paid attention to Mrs. Carson's biology class.
You only paid attention because you thought she was hot, I shot back at the imp.
Well, yeah, Todd confirmed. How could you not pay attention to anything those sweater puppies were saying? You know the song Hot for a Teacher? Oh, totally about her, bro.
Deja's spear shot out of the water and then returned to her hand.
It's no use,
she sighed.
We need, like, another course of action here.
The city's on the horizon, Oliver warned.
What if you tried to god bomb it?
Libidine suggested. Oh, that's too risky. I shook my head. If I were to miss, or if Ectura were somehow able to shrug it off, I'd have drained all my energy for nothing. And if that happens, I'm pretty fucking useless for the immediate future.
Can we at least try to get it off course?
Jane suggested.
Todd's flashbangs might be able to do the trick.
The imp summoned black hellfire into his hands, zipped forward, and then made it rain dark magic on the beast beneath the waves. His tiny balls of dark magic exploded into blinding flashes when they hit the water, and miraculously, the creature halted in its tracks.
Keep it up, bro, I commanded the imp. You've got it on the ropes.
Now we just needed to figure out what to do with Ectura before it was mobile again.
Evaporate the water around the creature,
I called out and summoned red hellfire to my hands. If we could at least see this thing, maybe we stand a chance with taking it out. Soon, the sky glowed red as beams of red fire blasted down into the water below. Steam rose up from the superheated water, and then the air was filled with a pissed-off roar as Ectura rose into view.
Take it out!
Jane commanded. We started to throw everything we had at the monster, from fireballs, shuriken freezing spells, and even some of Raph's divine bullets. Ectura yelped in pain as the attacks singed its flesh and riddled its body with holes, but overall, our blows seemed to be more like a mild annoyance. Then, the yellow-skinned monster leapt up into the sky, beat its fins furiously, and slammed into the water to its side. As it did so, a wave that must have been the size of a 30-story building rose up from the ocean. Oh, fuck. We all tried to run, but there was no escaping this attack. The briny ocean water swallowed us up in its embrace, and we were all tossed down into the sea as if we'd been attacked by Poseidon himself. The world went dark for a moment as I was dragged underneath the surface of the water, but then I came up, gasping for air. I spat out the salty kiss of the sea as I looked around for my friends.
Help!
I heard Oliver cry, and I saw his hand out of the corner of my eye as it frantically waved above the water.
I don't know how to swim.
The last words the cultist tried to say came out as a watery gurgle, and I feared he was going to drown if I didn't act quickly. I created a makeshift pair of goggles with my purple hellfire, dove underneath the surface, and swam toward the struggling cultist as quickly as I could. Oliver's panicked movements made it really fucking hard to grab him, but I eventually was able to wrap my arms around his waist. Then I turned us toward the surface of the water, kicked my feet with fury, and took us upward. Both of us let out a relieved breath when we broke through the surface, but we didn't have much time to relax. Another massive wave rose up from the depths, and I just had enough time to get up a purple barrier of fire before it crashed down on top of us. "Hold on to this platform," I ordered the white-haired cultist. "Don't worry, I'll come back for you." Oliver's eyes were almost as wide as baseballs as he nodded, and then clung to the glowing violet platform for dear life. I dove back under the water and looked around for the rest of my friends, but all I could see was the thrashing blue ocean around me. Finally, I spotted a tiny red body floating among the waves, and I swam over, snatched up the unconscious Todd, and then pulled him to the surface. I laid him out on another purple platform and gasped in horror. He wasn't breathing. "Shit, shit, shit," I grumbled to myself as I began to do chest compressions on the imp. Nothing. Fuck, maybe he needed some air in his lungs. I pinched the imp's nose, leaned his head back, and then bent down to give him the breath of life. Todd sputtered weakly. "Todd?" I called to the imp as I paused. Suddenly, the imp's eyes shot open and widened in horror, and he turned his head and coughed up nearly a gallon of water before he shuddered. "No homo," he gasped. "He totally almost just kissed me, bro." "I was trying to save you," I reminded him as I stood up and surveyed the ocean for the rest of the team.
"A bro kiss is still a bro kiss, Jakey," Todd argued. "It's almost as bad as having bull balls in my mouth. Almost."
Off in the distance, I saw Cupid Detas rise from the water with Libby and Jane in her arms. Deja and Eclipse were clinging to each other as they treaded water, and then Raphael broke the surface right next to them. "Everybody all right?" I called out to my friends.
"Just drenched and humiliated,"
Deja joked.
"Otherwise, totally great."
One by one, the succubi, Todd, and Raphael took to the skies on their now-soaked wings. Deja carried Jane, while Eclipse took it upon herself to pick up the PTSD-laden Oliver. I followed them up into the air, turned around, and tried to find a Keturah. It didn't take me long. Thanks to this little distraction, the creature had gotten a huge head start. The skyscrapers of Tampa were now a small speck in the distance, and Ectura was heading straight for them. At this rate, she was going to beat us there. "Fuck!" I vented. "There's no way we can catch her before she hits the shore."
"But we could cut her off," Raphael suggested. "If my calculations are correct, if we fly off to the west and then approach the city from an angle, we might be able to beat her there by a few minutes."
"You sure about that?" I questioned.
"Absolutely. I pride myself on being a mathematician."
"You're a dark magician?"
Todd quirked his head.
"Huh. Deus ex machina, loyal second fiddle to the main characters. Oh, yeah, totally explains a lot, bro."
"That's not a bad idea,"
Cupy agreed.
"But I suggest some of us approach from the rear. That way we can surround the bastard and deliver maximum damage."
"Yeah, I second that, bodacious blonde," Todd snickered. "Yeah, the last time I surprised a chick by approaching from the rear, there was totally some damage done."
"I'll stay behind,"
Cupy said as she ignored Todd's joke.
"As will I,"
Libidine offered.
"The rest of you should go with Jacob and Raph,"
Cupy added.
"Your skills will be needed on land if we want to keep anyone from being killed."
"Oh, you don't gotta worry about it, Cupy,"
Todd waved his hand.
"I've watched enough Power Rangers to know the city just turns into a big empty desert when the giant monster shows up. Nobody's ever in any real danger."
As much as I appreciate your expertise, bro, I think I'm going to go with Cupid on this one."
"Time is of the essence,"
Raphael warned, and then he took off to the left. All of us who were going back to shore followed Raphael as he bolted off to the west. We followed him for a few minutes out, and I started to become increasingly nervous as we got farther out from our target. Then, The Archangel stopped in midair, turned back toward the north, and nodded.
"Try to keep up,"
he boasted before he took off like a bat out of hell. Raph was flying at a faster speed than I'd ever seen him move before, and I had to use every muscle in my wings to keep up with him. We rocketed toward the shore for another few minutes until finally we saw the skyline of Tampa rise out of the ocean. Finally, we fluttered over the bay, found a pier, and landed atop it. My heart was hammering in my chest as I doubled over and tried to catch my breath. I had no idea how fast we'd just gone, but it had to be some sort of record.
Tura, be here any moment, I warned everyone. We need to start getting people out of the city.
How do you know she's coming here? Oliver questioned. We're not even on the coast.
No, but this is the most populated area around here, I reminded the cultist. You heard Abaddon. Lucifer wants to make a statement to start the apocalypse. He's not going to attack a tiny fishing village or a tourist beach or something like that. Ectura is coming here.
I can make the announcement to evacuate, Raphael offered. My divine voice can carry for up to 3 miles.
Divine voice? Todd questioned. Bro, are you telling me you've had thaumaturgy this whole time and didn't tell us?
Every archangel has this power, Raph shrugged. I assumed it was common knowledge.
We can work with that, I agreed. Oliver, you go with him to help the crowd control. The rest of us will stay here and hold back this fucker for as long as we can.
We'll come back once everyone is out of harm's way, Raphael said with a salute. Godspeed, Jacob.
I returned the salute, and Eclipse handed Oliver over to Raph, and the two men took off toward the center of the city.
Well, how long till Fuckface pops out of the ocean like Godzilla? Todd questioned.
Not long enough, I retorted.
But I've already got a plan. Eclipse, I want you to put out Ectura's lights. Deja, do you think your chain is long enough to wrap around its leg?
I think so,
the tan succubus admitted. Good. Todd and Jane, you guys can act as the distraction.
I don't know, bro. Todd scoffed with a hint of sarcasm. I'm not really good at being annoying.
Bro, I began, but the imp held up his hand.
You don't gotta say it. I know I'm the Jar Jar of this team.
Oh, don't be so hard on yourself. I shot back with a coy smile. You're more like our Ruby Rod.
People of Tampa!
Raphael's voice nearly shook the earth as it bellowed out from behind us.
This is the divine archangel Raphael. Please follow my associate and I here to the north side of the city. There is no time to explain. You must act quickly.
Dude's flying through the city claiming to be an archangel, Todd mused. Oh, I'm sure nobody's going to question that. Well, then again, this is Florida. They'll probably just think he's on bath salts or some shit.
I hate to be the bearer of bad news,
Jane announced and pointed off in the distance.
But I think our ocean monster is almost here.
Right on cue, a large bubble of surface tension appeared in the distance. It grew larger and larger as it approached the shore until finally the brain-shaped head of the monster broke through the surface and rose up out of the ocean. From down on the shore, even from this distance, Ectura's body looked 10 times larger than it had before. The yellow-skinned creature was just a bit taller than the skyscrapers that made up the Tampa skyline, and my mouth fell open as I marveled at the beast in awe. Now that the beast was out of the water, Ectura propelled itself forward under the power of its massive tower-sized legs. With each step the monster took, the ground beneath us shook as giant waves were pushed up to the shore.
Oh, this was going to be no small task.
Pun intended.
Ready?
I commanded my team.
Let's get dangerous!
Todd snickered. The imp surrounded himself with black hellfire, took to the sky, and then began to wave his arms back and forth foolishly as he tried to get the monster's attention. When that didn't work, Todd began to toss fireballs at the beast. The small projectiles turned into small bursts of flame when they struck Ectura's skin, but they didn't seem to do any damage. However, they did get her attention. Ectura's eight eyes shot over to Todd, and then the monster let out a roar of frustration. Her massive footsteps began to head in our direction, and I knew now was the time to strike. "Let's do this." I nodded to the two succubi beside me, and then we flew up into the sky. Eclipse summoned black hellfire into her hands, darted over right in front of Ectura's face, and then blasted her blinding spell directly into the creature's eyes. Ectura yelped, and then it lashed out at Eclipse with its slimy, oversized tentacles. The tattooed succubus dodged the swipes with grace as she continued to hold her spell, and it soon became apparent it was working. The Lovecraftian monstrosity continued to swing at Eclipse, but its blows were now missing by an almost literal mile. It couldn't see a damn thing. That was our cue. I summoned Silver Hellfire into my hands as I flew out to the right of the creature, and Deja darted over to the left. Then I commanded the metal ball on my belt to liquefy, turn into a large, flat strip, and wrap around Ectura's leg. Deja's chain wrapped around the opposite appendage, and then we both flew out perpendicular to the monster and gave our ropes a tug. When the metal strip finally went taut, I felt a wet pop in both my shoulders. Pain shot through both my sides as my arms threatened to fall out of their sockets, but I held my snare steady. The dual opposite yanks knocked Ectura off balance, and the beast flailed wildly as it stumbled and then began to fall face first. Swiftly, I let go of my snare, summoned red and purple hellfire into my hands, and then created the biggest wall I could possibly muster. Ectura slammed into the barrier, and then there was the sound of hissing as its flesh was burned, and the creature slid down the wall and back into the depths of the ocean. All went silent. "Did we get her?" I questioned aloud.
"I don't know,"
Deja admitted.
"But that looked fucking gnarly."
Suddenly, Ectura burst out from underneath the waves with the speed of an attacking orca. Before I knew it, her beak-like snout was upon me, and I was just able to shove my friends out of the way before it snapped down on top of me. Luckily, I was already one step ahead. Ectura's deadly teeth caught nothing but my purple flames as they attempted to gobble me up. They bounced off harmlessly, and then I struck back. I summoned yellow and red hellfire into my hand and launched a fistful of incendiary shuriken down the bastard's gullet. Once they were nice and deep in its throat, I forced them to explode. And Ectura's cry of pain was so forceful that it physically knocked me several feet back in the air. Now that I was free of the creature's jaws, I could assess the situation better. Ectura's entire front was covered with burns, but she didn't seem to be hurting whatsoever. However, one thing stuck out to me more than anything else. Its eyes. All eight of them were now focused on me, and they were full of pure hatred. Well, shit. Maybe this wasn't going to be as easy as I had originally thought.